April 15th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, this turbulent spring season you are experiencing is the forerunner of the warmer, sunnier weather to come. This is a reminder of the turbulent times leading up to my son's passion and death. That stormy season in the life of Jesus led to his resurrection and glory. All of what is taking place in nature now in your geographical area must take place for summer to come. All that happened in my son's passion and death had to happen for the redemption of mankind. This may seem like a far-fetched analogy until you consider that I am the creator of all things. All events from nature to the redemption of mankind through the passion and death of my son. As you see nature transform before you, allow the Easter season to transform your hearts from stormy and cold to warm and glowing with love." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.